Back with you at the bottom of the hour here on The Takeaway, I'm Tanzina Vega. In 2013, the Internal Revenue Service came under scrutiny for the criteria the agency was using to screen applicants for tax-exempt status. Conservative groups, including the Tea Party, were among those said to be targeted. Here's President Obama in the spring of that year.
It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this kind of behavior in any agency, but especially in the IRS.
Since that time, some nonprofits have argued for increased privacy of the names and addresses of their donors. And on Monday, they got what they were looking for. The Treasury Department relaxed rules that required some tax-exempt organizations to name large donors on tax returns. Laura Davison is covering this change for Bloomberg, and she joins me now. Laura, thanks so much for helping us out with this today.
Thanks for having me.
So it's a pretty complicated story. What exactly is changing here? This information generally isn't available to the public anyway, right?
Correct. But it did have to be reported to the IRS. So groups like the National Rifle Association, the Koch Brothers Americans for Prosperity, AARP, labor unions, trade groups, so like chambers of commerce, they did have to disclose to the IRS, here's where we're getting our money from, at least for big donors. And the IRS then had that information on hand. And what's the change here is these groups still have to collect this information and the IRS can come and ask for it if they want later. But it really curbs the IRS's ability to see if there's anything nefarious going on, if there are donations that are coming from strange groups or perhaps somewhere illegal like a foreign government.
So was this initially something that these groups were asking for this because they were afraid that if the IRS had this information, they would use it to be, they would hold it against them and not give them tax exempt status? Is that what was at issue initially?
So, yeah, back in 2013, when there was this scandal within the Internal Revenue Service with a specific official who was accused of targeting groups that were Tea Party groups. And since then, Republicans have been very wary of the IRS. And the other reason they want this is because they think that their donors will give more if they feel like their privacy is a little bit more protected, if their name isn't out there. There's been some cases recently where this information has either inadvertently been disclosed, you know, accidentally posted on a website, for example, or that someone who had motivations went and leaked it to either news organizations or just put it up on the web on their own. So groups that are looking to raise money are saying, look, this is a win for us because this is protects our donors' privacy and perhaps we can raise more money because of that.
But shouldn't there be transparency for people to know who are the folks that are funding a lot of these organizations? Isn't this something that the Trump administration has criticized repeatedly, the swamp, dark money, et cetera, et cetera? Doesn't this just open the floodgates to more of that?
It certainly could. And that's what Democrats and election finance reform groups are saying. They're saying, look, if you don't have this check on the power of you know, what people can donate, because remember, these groups are politically active. You know, the requirement that is that they just have to, less than 50% of their activity has to be politics, but they can still buy, you know, a lot of political advertising. They can go out and campaign for specific issues or candidates. And so folks are saying, you know, this is, really opens the floodgates perhaps to bad things happening, and then the IRS basically loses a tool in their toolkit to restrict any of this. You know, there's concerns that the IRS isn't enforcing election laws, and that the FEC isn't either, and that there's really no one that the sort of the fox is guarding the henhouse here.
Not a good time for that to happen with midterm elections around the corner. Laura Davison is a reporter for Bloomberg, and thanks for being with us, Laura.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.